today is a little bit of Hazara. The last two shirim were given on Skype. And I was asked to do a little Hazara on those shirim, people who catch all the nuances and those kind of, you know how it is when it comes to Skyping shirim. It's not always so simple to get everything exactly as it should be. So fine, let's do a little of that. I really wanted to talk about some other topics, some new topics, but you know, there's to make time to do both. Okay. People wanted also to where are these things in print? All these Gevaldige Torahs that we said, where is it in print? So the piece from the Rav that I quoted is found in Shiurei Rav, good place upon the Rav Shir, and Masechta Sanhedrin. These notes, if you look at the introduction, this is an amazing compilation. Came out in 2013. Put up by the OU. However, these shiurim on Sanhedrin, as it says in the introduction, come primarily from Rabbi Shechter's notes. You have to understand what's going on over here, when these notes were taken. So these notes were when the Rav said shiurim on Sefer Sanhedrin. Let's see. Tov, Shin, Yud, Zayin, and Yud Ches. Wow. It's a long time ago. 1957, 58. Okay. It says they give you the whole introduction. The Rav used to come to Boston. They give Shiach on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, for a couple hours, it was in Yiddish. Rabbi speak very quickly. And he says, something like whatever. Other shirim is to give smicha shirim. That's the introduction of the editors. Then the introduction of Rabbi Sasson, who put it out, he says over here, okay, so in this year, I mean, Rav Shach was a very, very young man at the time. So Hashem, he took good notes. And this particular shiur that we spoke about on I think it was Wednesday shiur we started with, is entitled over here, Perek Sheni of Sanhedrin. It's entitled Ribui Noshim Lamelech Adin Pilegish. So it's on page Resh Ayin Vav in this safe. Those want to look up later on. I'll read you some highlights. Of course, the Rambam says, When I'm Skyping in, I can't check on the board, on the screen. I can't do two things at once. No, it's the screens yet. But day one day, I'll do that too. Okay. Are we on it today? Can you take a photo? You tell me I was talking about primarily. Okay. Watch this. Rabbi writes, look, Ashmonasri, Noshim, Benoshim, and Pilakshim, I call Ashmonasri. You up to 18. If you have another one, so you have to divorce her. Okay? Can't be. Pilakshim don't count, writes the Rabbi. Why should Pilakshim count? Doesn't make any sense. Why should they count? That's the question. Why should they count? Especially in view of the fact that the Rambam himself writes over here, watch this, it's very right here, same page. This is Perek Gimel. Let's go to Perek Daled. watch this. First he tells you that he can get all the money he wants, his soldiers he wants, kings what he wants. Why should count those 18? There's no marriage. Ela b'yichud b'levad konos ha-muteres lo. Ab lehed yud osu b'pilegesh. Ela b'omu v'riel b'levad ha-chayyud. So there are many questions over here. Why should p'ilegesh count towards the 18? And what's the comparison to omu v'riel ha-chayyud? Those who were in shul yesterday heard that the whole parasha of Yud, and once you be here, she's your wife, mamish. So what do you mean p'ilegesh omu v'riel ha-chayyud? That's no pilegesh, that's your wife, mamish. And tackle, why is it mutter for a king to be mutter to marry to a pilegesh? King has more mitzvahs, it's not like the goyim. We have more mitzvahs to the king, it's more restrictions than the average Jew. These are all the three kashrus, myriad of the kashrus. Are we doing what the Rav says over here? Listen to that, beautiful, the words are so beautiful. We have no special attempt. We have moisura for a king, not for a tetera. So the question is like this. I call it eminent domain, right? He just walks in, takes your house. That's what we saw, right? Look what he does. He takes people what he wants. He wants whatever he wants. Anything he wants, okay? So if he can take people to work for him, right? He can take their property appropriated for him. And he can take people to work, to do jobs for him. Take all their animals, take their slaves, take their maidservants, take whatever he wants. Pay some sukkah and save a shmuel. The male, if he decides that particular woman X should be his pilegesh, she's his wife, without any of the normal kinyanim of ishes. That's the bark, Reb Osai. What's the comparison to Omer V'yil Yachayu? Oh, so the Rambam. Let's just finish this first. So the man comes in, so we answer the first two questions. Question one, why should you count towards the 18? Because she's his wife, that's why. Question two, how can they be heter? It's not a heter. She's married to him. The only thing which is unusual for a king is that he's able to acquire a wife in the way that you and I can't. We know the three, the mission, condition of Bezim and Aleph, that's the three we can get married. Here's another way. She's from Miachader. And she suddenly becomes his wife automatically. Rabbi says, it's a chidush neira. Now, if you look around, Vilmos Avodim, yes?
Where does that concept of 18, what is that?
It's a pasuk. There's a kahena of a kahena. It's based on well, that's not how many right now would get there, but it's a one side has a psukim. That is a maximum of 18. Rabosai, watch this. In Vilmos Avodim, look at this. Ainot sarach lidah naklum. Shemol serishon is the kiddushin nitnu. The machlok is the kiddushin. So I'm reading it from the sefer over here. This is Sofa page Reish Ayin Zayin. Wants to know. Harabim mos elu konar sa alma b'kinyan kesef. Veich yitochen she osim amos yishtamash vahem l'kinyan kesef v'gav l'kinyan kiddushin. Da'kor l'tzarach lomad lo po'al v'hanach mos ma'isa kiddushin klal. And the yud pirusha. The Ika Chalos Kinyan Ishus believe Maisa Kiddushin. We call it to Chalos Ashifchus Ikanai Ishus. Valochi, Shibishas Maisa Yud, Nefechas Chalos Ashifchus, the Chalos Ishus. Avoleka was a Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Yid Lochoshev Maisa Kiddushin. The Yod, Shavos Rishonus Lohoyu Maisa Kiddushin. Wow. Footnote 418. Footnote 418. That she's married retrospectively, retroactively from the time of the original money was given. Because the Rosh says away. It's very shver, this Rambam, right? And the Rambam is going with his grandfather, Chaim says, in Nichos Yibum, against the Rosh. Even the most to be shown as a kedushin nitnu, ain't a kedushin chalam afreya. They had a ma'isa yud, which is not a ma'isa kedushin, Reb Chaim explains in the Shas, who the chal be kedushin. Except Reb Chaim was the ma'isa kedushin, and the Rambam is saying it's not a ma'isa kedushin. Fine. There's another additional point which I think is not in. It's footnote 418. One question, of course, is would someone get misa if he's living with her in the interim? When Tosfos Rosh says yes, and the Rav would certainly say no, sure not, because there's no, not retroactive kedushin, which we said now. But there are other issues, Rav Osai, such as, normally we say that kedushin requires Eidei Kiyum. And the question is, where are the Eidei Kiyum over here? Where the two Eidim are witnessing this Ma'aseh Kedushin, where do you find it? Gosh, it's not there. It's another wrinkle which has to be dealt with one way or the other. So maybe the Rosh would say, when the money is originally given from the very beginning, to buy a plain old Amar Ria, it has to be kind of a backup plan. It has to be done in front of Eidim, and they have to be assuming that in case it comes to pass that it's going to be turn into a marriage, that we're going to keep this in mind as well. That's a little bit of a stretch. A little bit of a stretch. This is, I mentioned to you, I think last time, if you look in the Sefer Maftech and that Rambam, they talk about it in the Perek Dalet of Zayin. He never said that there was Kukudesh from Afreya, and there's no Edom additionally. So that's what they added to footnote 418. Let's finish up in this beautiful Sefer. So as follows. Oh. Chenir ben Pilegesh Lemelech, Yechalos Kinyan Ishus Belish Shum Maisa Kedushin, Meshul Varamba, Shekonis HaPilegesh B'yichad Bilvat, Uvazahish Fidin Melech HaPilegesh in Oman Avir HaPayil, Tebishneh B'yichalos Kinyan Ishus, And that's what happened in the 18. Oh, because they become married in the count towards the 18 of Adam. Okay, I want to show you inside. Page Kuresh Ayin Zayin Mesh Ayin Ches. Shirav and Sefer Sanhedrin. Rav Osai here. Isn't you going to have it? I'm glad I found it. Wasn't sure. I don't think I've ever seen this before, but thanks to you. Thank God in your schools I had the wisdom to know where to find it. I'm not an expert in the Rosh Hashanah, but I figured let me try this. This is a great sefer. For those who are learning Sanhedrin next year, which I think we're learning, it's a must. Like the Rosh Hashanah Sanhedrin. I don't think another survivor's come out, though. I don't think so. It's only the first few programs. So maybe hopefully by next, tell whoever's doing it, I should get another one out before the year begins. That's Chazara number one. Right? Rosh, that's the first one I wanted to bring out. I think we started this year on Wednesday with this particular issue. And we may have led it to other things we spoke about, which is fine. We did mention there are Banhol, the Pilegesh is Mutter, that's that Shalom bias organization, whatever it is that they belong to Ramban. But for the last 500 years, as I told you, no one is really saying that. We can't pass it away, Allah, Allah, Maisach has for Shalom. Fine. We also mentioned that according to the Ravid, the Easter of Kadesh is only if she's Mezumenes as Nus, like out for hire. But the Rambam used the word the Shem's Nus, we explained it to me, as opposed to, you had this. I forgot, you had it in front of you. You all had this on the Rambam Chasnara with you, so I don't have to put it out again. Right? They asked you everyone on Wednesday. That famous Rambam. If she's premeditated, that's what? That's Easter of Kadesh. If he's out with a girl, and they suddenly fall into the Yitzharas and Abia, that's called Mafata, and that's not, it wasn't pre-planned. So therefore, there's no Isur Kadesh, and there's a Chiyuv of Onus and Mefa'ava. That's called, that's what, Onus Chas Shom. Mefa'ava, who's written yesterday's Pash. That's the Rambam answered the Kasha that the Rav had. I told you that the Lashon of the Ramach was not so meduk. The question what the Rambam uses expressions, it's important to understand the expressions are very, very, very meduk. Every word in the Rambam is meduk. Okay? This is an important nekuda. Important nekuda. We also explained that the Ramach is happened to be that a Goya. There's no Issa Daraisa for Bia and a Jewish woman. There is the answer to the we gave. Because a Goya, there's no opportunity, no alternative of Kiddushin. So there, paradoxically, no opportunity of Kiddushin. You can't view it as Issa of Kadeshus. Just give her a ring. I can't, she's not Jewish. So I don't live with her. Okay, but that's not awesome. I'm not being bothered to it. But it may not even be Issa Daraisa going to the Rambam, not in the context of marriage. Huh? It's a little paradoxical. The Ramach has the cash, how can it possibly be? But it is. It is. It is. It's true. It is. So what did Ramach learn from Kadesh? Like Unkelus. What did Unkelus say? I mentioned to you last time that it's not so, people not so didactic in the words. I want to show you something before. This you didn't have. You didn't have a chumash last time. I had to pull out a chumash from my son on the shelf. So let's say he was. You don't have a chumash here. Tanakh. Number one, Tanakh. Devarim. Devarim. It's a parak. One of those crocodiles around here. Devarim. No, got it wrong. Here it is. Everyone see it? Osiya Kadesh Rabbi Yisrael. First it says Kadesha, and then it says Liya Kadesh Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, everyone see it? Everyone see it very carefully? You saw it? First comes Kadesha, and then comes Kadesh. In that order. The Ramach says that the Yisrael of a single woman is. No. The Yisrael of Kadesha means that you can't be married to a shivcha. That's the Ramach said. Word for word. I'm not sure the Ramach. We read the Ramach inside that you did see last time. But you didn't see Unkelus. Keep it in mind. Kadesha first, and then Kodesh. Let's get Unkelus. First one. Look at the order. Lo se intusav b'nas Yisrael l'gvar Evan. Oh! Evan comes first. Lo yasav guru b'nas Yisrael. It's backwards doing Unkelus. It says Kadesha first, and then Kodesh. And what does the Unkelus say? First says, Benas Yisrael should marry an Evet, and then a Ben Yisrael should marry an Abba. Isn't that backwards? So I explained to you my theory, which is only my theory, that the nature of the Yisrael of Kodesh and Kadesha is what's called today exploitation. The boss, you know, it's now, I think, a crime in parts of the United States of America. When how do you call it? What's the word they use now? For the word I'm not finding it. Where it's not a balanced or even situation. Someone's taking advantage of somebody else. It's not before this with a girl today in America. It's ma'aseh b'chayav. Someone's in a vera not to. But if someone is the boss and someone is the underling, then all of a sudden becomes you're taking advantage, right? Taking advantage. That's not a nice thing. Exploitation. L'anias d'ayas pranukus. So interestingly, if a man is taking advantage and living with this woman who is a shivcha, what's the avera? Lo yeh kodesh of Yisrael. The second half. Lo yisav gur bnei Yisrael asa ama, because he's a bum. He's exploiting her.
And also it's nus.
Well, I know it's nus, but it's his avera. Even though it's so that's right. Lo siyeh kadesha is what does that mean?
Wait, does that mean that she's one?
Well, first of all, she or he is an Eved or a Shivcha, would they be included in the Aver? It's a good question. All these Yisurei Bia apply to both. That's what we assume. There's a day that certainly Yisurei Kuda don't apply to the woman. But generally speaking, we assume that every applies to both. You're asking a good question. This particular Avera, who gets Malchus for it? according to Takamukus. According to Rambam, they both get malchus. That's Pashto.
It's not like he raped her, like she was still like,
so what? But it's an inappropriate relationship. Quote unquote, this is very inappropriate. It can't be done. Now, let me just go back to that Rambam. Let's go back to the Chassidus, and we're going to see. I thought we were going to save ourselves some time. You see, anybody's in Menesh Bochidus, you keep asking me a new question, which I don't know. For Hashem, you see, on Skype, you don't ask me questions. That's the problem, Rabosi. Second time, you were muted, basically. But the first year, you could have asked all these questions. Where were you on Wednesday? You should have asked me this question then. Okay. People are a little hesitant to talk on Skype. Here we go. You call a ball isha l'shem's nus lo kiddushin lo kemen atom isha ball kedeshin. Who gets malchus? It's a good question. Who gets malchus? That's an excellent question. I assume they both get malchus. Why only one?
I would assume that also.
Yeah, but I'm just interested in the way Rama formulates it. I mean, it's always formulated in this fashion, but typically, you know, you begin to wonder. So, I just wanted to share whether I thought the Ramach was not exactly meduyuk. If I could find you the Ramach here, I should be able to get it on links. I'm lucky. What do you say, Ramach? Is he here? In every achron in the world, he's a rishon. Was alphabetical based on that? How can that be? I don't see it anywhere. I wanted to show it to you, but not Zeifer. Not here. But anyway, it's a good question about who gets the Malchus. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, he definitely gets it.
No, that's for sure, that's what Rambam says, but the question is, she get it also? I thought the answer should be yes. With according to the Targum Unklus, I'm not sure the answer is yes. Where I defined it, maybe that the other one is considered to be a victim. It's a new word today, victim. But, yeah. You follow what I'm saying? You know, she said yes, he said yes, but they didn't have full, you know, ability to say no, because it was a...
She did have full ability. She was just like,
no.
Like,
no, not this case, not the Rambam's case.
No.
No, I'm talking about the Unkulus' case. Unkulus says it's a kind of if my child is correct, how do I know I'm right? I think I'm right. Because the order is backwards. I didn't say what to point this out. The Ramach had it the other way around. You had the Ramach, you were reading it with me, and you had the friend of the Ramach on Wednesday. So you had it the other way, the order was not the right order. Well, the Chazar over there, the port and the Kuda. Okay, so we have a new vart. Okay, fine. That answers the, why does it apply to a Goy? Why is a Goyish a woman? The Ramach said it applies to an Eved and Shifra, should certainly apply to a Goy. Not so. Because a guy can say no. You have nothing over a guy. Who are you? They have over you and most of the Jewish history, unfortunately. Huh? But an Eved and Shifcha is a different story. Okay, Rabbi Ose, this is the Nekuda. So we had the Rambam Hilchos Nara, which I don't want to go into again. Quant the Rambam Yisrael Shifcha alone with the Rabbana, as I told you. I already told you. Now, the Lech HaMishnah's Kasha we saw is no Kasha. I can show you this inside. Before I couldn't show it to you, but now I can. Where's Rambam? No. Rambam. Links. Lech HaMishnah. This day out. It's on the page. What happened to him? Watch. Lech HaMishnah asked these questions. What's the question? What's bothering Lech HaMishnah? Take a look. Oh, here's another kash. Look at it. This is good. This is not what we spoke about, but let's take a look. Rashi and Chumash says, Pilakshim Kiddushin Pilok Suba, Frek Rabban. No. Below Kiddushin. That's the Gersa of Rabbeinu, the Rambam. Aye, why do you mention ksuba? Ksuba? Man, Nikko Pilevich of Below Kiddushin, of a Kiddushin of Isha, why do you mention ksuba for? We Rabbi passed ksuba to Rabbanon. How can you say Below Kiddushin of Below Uksuba? Ksuba is not a Mahal Amorit, Rabbanon. How can it be? It's a Meridik Akash. This is a Meridik Akash. Not only that, can I show you, I don't know if I can get this. Maybe you have to help me with my computer how to find this for you. We just had over here, Ishus, as it starts. It starts Halacha Aleph. How do I get this out? What? How do I get the introduction to Ishus? You know, he gives you all the mitzvahs at the beginning? You can't do that, right? How do you get those? What does it say?
Clicks? So on the side after Hilchus it says McDonald's.
Ah! Thank you so much. I learned something new. Look at what it says. These are Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin, rebbeinu d'alma kula, ksuba d'rabbanan. What's going on over here? What's happening? So my Rebbe explained. Suba Ram Lashitasa, we spoke about this at great length. Arusa Ein Lo Ksuba. He means to say, Binisuin Vikidushin. Why he chose to put the word Ksuba just to make it so we have my Rebbe we have to say Hashim. But he should have said this condition of Nisuin. But when he says Ksuba, he means Nisuin, because going to Ram Arusa Ein Lo Ksuba. Got it? That's a very important deal. Let's go back to Lecha Mishnah we came from. That's he asked Akasha, that's where Rebbe's terrence. Fine. Look at this now. Hechi amibel medish achitofel hit the gili arayis v'masha osa le'avshalom sheyishkav and pilak sheyoviv. Wait! Okay, but the enkan kiddushin ain't no gili arayis. It's a shver teretz to the Mishnah. Well, it's osa lehedyot. So the Radak says, v'chuar, tabizrayu. No! According to my Rebbe, it's v'yushu, v'tuf, tam, v'nas. Once, it's the Pelegesh of David HaMelech, she's an ace of shish mamish. Kidarayis mamish, meridik. Answers the Lech Mishnah's kasha. Ah, meridik. Okay, let's go further than that. Ramel Shitoso, Bo Hashem Zdus, Loke, the after the Pelegesh. Yeah, the fact of Mizrahi. Yeah, call a bowl. He should have shamed his nose, look, and we should know see a Kadesha. He looks as Narb Sula Perk Base, Kosav. No, no. What does it mean? Quoth the Raman Nichols Nara. Only Mufkaras are called. Chas Visholem. Rav never said Mufkeres Akol. Rav never said that. Never said it. The Chumash misquoted the Rambam. Ah, yes, in the Chumash Yisrael Bia, he says, Bola Pnuya, Filu Oysa Kadesha, Yafkiu Atzvul Akol. They use the word Kadesha in its Tanakhic narrative form. Ayaya Kadesha, Hi Banayim Aladar, Pashat Vayesha. That's what it means over there. But Losia Kadesha, the halachic terminology of Mamad HaSinai, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Aye, so why did Rabbi Yuchas and Yisroel Bia mention that? Afapi, what did he mention that for? I feel as if here, because there's one opinion in the Gemara, in the Sefer Yavamis, that says such a woman is a Asur Nekayim. See, I'd say to exclude that opinion, he used that expression. Very, very important. Do you guys understand? The Lech HaMishnah thinks that the question is no question. Not exactly so. The Lech HaMishnah didn't quote it precisely. Okay. Never said it. Okay. Fine. No steers around, but everything is good. Ad kan chazara, what we said at the beginning of this year on Wednesday. Now there's the chazara, some of the things we spoke about on a Thursday. A little of chazara, so something inside. So first I want to share that ritva. Quote your ritva, which I wanted to show you. Open the Gemara, please, Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, because we haven't opened the Gemara yet. The Gemara Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph says, Gemara's over here. Chalitza mutar. Let's stop the week. I want to share something else also, which I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a habit to show it to you on Thursday. So I never enough could show it to you. Chalitza mutar shayim. What does that mean? You mean that you do chalitza, you're marrying her? No, that's no good. So what does it mean? Chalotzla mashatita nochal masayim zuz. I did a maisa, the chalitza yamechol the tonight. Here too by the beer. Wait a minute, that's not raya. There, Darf Bnei Gav Bnei Ruvain, I did Efshay the Shliach. Here's the Basel of Shliach. I beer can't do a Shliach either. Yeah, I'm not and he brought Rashi to Abba. Ischus Shavayis Adadi. It's all the conditions, the three matters are the same. Come back to all these things slowly but surely. I want to show you one thing first, which is, well, I guess once we're here already. I want to say something which is even of initial interest for both of you. We'll come back here. We're not going to lose this. Go back to the Rishon. Do they have Ra'ah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Later on?
Yeah.
Ra'ah. This one. We'll have the seventh hand. No, only that about the Zohar. Is a waste. Let's go back to the sheep. Go back to this. Close to Ra'ah. Just trying to be a little bit more purist. But Ra'ah is not allowed. Here we go. Fascinating question. It never occurred to me. Could be that it's not Meshita, it's only the Ra'ah. No, it's Meshita too. Why does he have to help me find it? Oh, here it is. Ra'ah. Kema da avin ma'isa chul achle tonoi. Look at the Gemara thinks. Wait a minute! Why did you think of this? If he's merkel the tanai, why is it called the chalitza mutaz? It's my head. Mutaz means it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's merkel the tanai. Why is it called a mistake? It's a kasha in the habamin. Okay, but habamins are also important. Why is it called a mistake? Right? It's merkel the tanai. She might have had that, the hashtag might call the chalitza mutaz. Okay, but the Achlitz no, I don't have him in Taz. His answer is quite incredible. Ishlomah. Okay, when they made Karl on the spy Zel, Manashi, Ibn Masayim Zuz. That was his original intention. Athel got the Shuk Shabal Achlitz Noi. Why? If he owned that any, why? Belav the Achlitz Beferish. He never said explicit about it tonight. We can still therefore call Chalitza Mutaz Mikri. And he gives an incredible, incredible comparison, which is mind-boggling, literally. What does this guy do? He is a, forgive me, not a nice guy. He wants to extort money for a chalitza. He knows the whole story of Rabbi Yosef. You know what happened? You know what happened to Eretz Yisrael? A woman, husband died with no children. And the brother wanted an exorbitant amount of money for the chalitza. Forget about it. She went and married someone else, married in quotes, and had two kids. Are they mamzerim? It's a machlokes and mesach niyavams. Some say yes, some say no. Some say that the zika relationship is like ishus, and therefore she's a zikuka to her brother-in-law and she has lives with someone else, the kids are mamzerim. Others say no, it's not kama, it's not really ishus. Can she then marry the chalutz? marry the brother-in-law.
I thought she already had the two kids.
No, excuse me. Marry the boyfriend. She lived with the boyfriend. Let's say a married woman who lives with a boyfriend, echad lebal, echad lebo. She can't marry either of them. Right? We've spoken a few times already. Does this guy have that same status? Is he a boyfriend when she's still semi-married to the brother-in-law? Or no? So machlokus v'machava d'ramo. What happened? So this woman couldn't convince her brother to give her the chalitza. So she, she's celibate forever. She had a boyfriend, had two kids. Then they convinced the guy, then she wanted to marry him. All of a sudden. So they convinced the guy to go through with chalitza. They paid him some money. She went to New York to go, so to America and chalitza. She came back, let's get married. No! But she came back, echel lebal, echel leboy. I went to Bagatz, they're going crazy. It's antiquated, it's New York Times they picked it up. This antiquated right of levirate marriage. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef overturned the bezin. He passed it. Like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's not considered to be Ishus, and therefore she's allowed to marry him. How he did that, she was Ashkenazi. I think everyone's Ashkenazi. I'm not saying that's a question which I can't fully answer. But I didn't see the Pesach. Maybe there was some Sephardi blood, or maybe he felt, no, it's Sephardi, and we have Eretz Yisrael, like his father used to say. How do they say? Asrei de Maran. Eretz Yisrael is the town of Rav Yosef Karo. Who wants to follow him? A little Sephardi pride. Okay. It worked. In this case, it worked. Anyway.
What happened with the kids?
I'm sure Rav Yitzchak will say we want to the kids too, because it's the same reason. Kids get more I'm going to get to all the profit now. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did she have any form of marriage with this guy?
Not a Jewish marriage, but she could. She was still a zakuka to her brother-in-law.
But didn't we discuss in Shiloh if they had some sort of legal marriage?
They could get legal marriage in Israel because they can't have a legal marriage in Israel.
But did they go to Cyprus or something?
They went to Cyprus.
I mean, doesn't that...
I love how to change if you want to have Cyprus now. Anyway, watch this. Look at this amazing part. Watch this. So this guy wanted money. Not nice to want money. She's looking for free. So they said to him, you know, okay, she'll give you 200 zuz, which was a lot of money in those days. It's enough to live on for a year, right? We know that. It's enough to live on for a year. That's like, you know, let's say today, 50,000 bucks once for the chalitz. Right? So of course, it's 50,000 bucks. You know, his conscience bothers him. I'm going to do it, and if she won't give me 50,000 bucks, She should be a good for the rest of her life. If I can get away with the 50 grand, that much of a tzaddik is not. You know, there's levels of tzaddik. He wants the 50 grand. But to say that he really has in mind that no 50 grand should be a good for life, that's his miracle tonight. What an amazing comparison he gives over here, like this. So the other way around. Watch this. Kramat chilasa v'solfa v'onan baratzen, muteris. Where's that Gemara, Bosa? Where's that Gemara? Nun Aleph Amud Beis is an incredible Gemara, Bosa. Is there ever a case where a person has no choice? I have no choice but to do this Aveira. Why? Because God gave me this Yetziyat Zahara. I can't do without it. As I have to steal, or I have to be adulterous, I have to be homosexual. I mean, I Yetziyat Zahara. I can't overcome it. Do we ever believe this good thing? Is a situation in which the Yetzer is so strong that the person's Bechir is taken away to the extent it's not a punishable act. Yes?
If the answer to that question is yes, then like you can literally justify like any Avera.
Right, the answer is yes, but only one particular case. Oh. One case and one case only. You never want to be in such a case. You can never be there. But you never want anyone you know to be in this case. This is the Gemara. Open the Gemara. Nun Aleph Amud Beis. I'm shouting about it. It's not believable. Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Wide line 2. Amar Rabba. Kol shetchilasa ba'ones. V'sof b'ratzam. A man is ma'anis a woman. Rashi says, Tchilasa ba'ones, tchilasa ba'bila. V'sofa shal b'ila. Right? B'ratzam. she agrees to be with him. Afilu hi omeres hanichulo. Even she says that some bit tzaddik is coming to save her. She's screaming and screaming, help, 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 I'm being attacked, help. And somebody hears a voice, he's coming to save her. Meanwhile, he was a little too late, and the bee already began, the onus. But at this very moment in time, none of us here, since it's an all-male audience, can understand the female nature. At this moment in time, she has to have the bee finish. She just can't pull herself away. And so therefore, she's telling the guy who wants to break it up, no, let him be. He'll mole, he'll niskakli, sikhroso. I would hide him to be with me. Muteres, my taima, yetzer albisho. The female nature is such that at that stage, it's beyond her. He can't punish her. There is yetzahara. Yetzer albisho, I mean, there is, she has bechira, but yetzer albisho, what does that mean? Whatever that means, I've never looked in the modern books to see whether the science today believes in any of this stuff, but it doesn't matter for me, Chazal say so, and that's it's certainly the truth to it, no question about it. That's the one case. So there are jumps in this case. Look at this. That's in the negative sense. Yitzhar Abashon, it means Yitzhara, Tochanami, look now. Yires Hashem al b'shei, shelo l'akshila v'achule l'tznoi. Do you believe it? He says that a true I want $50,000 for the chalitza, and I'm doing it right now. He has in his head, what do you mean? And she won't pay me the money, and she's going to be in a good the rest of her life. I can't do this. And she'll be machshela and she'll do it aver because she can't be celibate for life. Can't do it. We call the lo achli b'feirish. Why? Because she kind of to know. He wants the 50 grand still. Afa gavdu achle beinole bein atzmo. She achshavu shalom ochal. He doesn't want to know because they'll never give him the 50 grand. He wants to think that he really was not Michael. For heim choshvim lahat oso. This is an amazing world. They plan to fool him and not to give him the $50,000. Get the chalitza anyway. Why? Because he actually shtiv, the tithe's not valid. But who? This guy in the Havamina, choshev lahat osam, to fool them. And the tithe really is good, but even though secretly is yet to talk, it's the better of him to do the chalitza even if he doesn't get the money later on. Lochikarle chalitza mutas. Isn't it amazing? What's a chalitza mutas? That he's saying that he gives the money, he does it in a condition of 50 grand. In the Havamina, what does he say? That he's Meichelit, right? Why is it Mutas? He's Meichel. It's just he's only Meichel because his Yetzer Tov got the better of him. But really, he's still trying to fool them. And they're trying to fool him. It's like spy versus spy. I'm just fooling everybody else here. It was an amazing one. I want to show it to you inside. I didn't even try this. How can I explain this to you without you saying inside? You get confused in the and all the spy versus spy. So I wait until today. Now we go back to our root of all I wanted. Yeah, sorry.
In the case we just discussed in the Gemara with the onus that like turns into conventional, I guess. But does she escape punishment then? In that case?
She just said, you can't punish her.
You can't punish
her. No. That's what for Gemara. Ram quotes Allah. Oh. Watch this. Hitchim Atisis. This is what we discussed already on Thursday, we had the brisket rub and everything. On the zirus shein ayadet shliach utno tonight. Maharei nazir ploni nazir chayotzivo. First one nazir. V'yeshloma the shine the zirus tchsiv be kiyafli lindor neder and lano kamoshe hifli. Whoa, it's a new din. I mentioned yesterday on Thursday, Rav Shechla has a piece on this in his svar. And I gave you the page numbers, but apparently it was not written down properly. Let's see if I can find it now over here. Eretz HaTzvi. Boy, I found it. Second, please. Yeah. Page Kuf. here. Neder al Tanai. Why? Why we say you didn't do the proper mishpat tonight? So Rav Shechter writes over in page Kuf in Eretz Tzvi, it's called Das al Tanai. The whole Indian is considered to be a toast. Not a mice al Tanai. Mice al Tanai. Remember you looked at the morning after you tested the base. Tanai milsach wita. Tanai is something separate from the actual Kiddushin, Megiddin, Mechira, etc., etc., etc. Fine. If you don't hold that way, you give it to the other terrors. Rav Chaim, quoted by Rav Belbel, the Chazaziris, Shana the Dorim, Tiafina Mikro, the other Beshua, Prat Leonis, Shagedir Tos, when the Dorim Shona will be getting Tos, Beshara Kol Yisrei Torah. After Tanai Milsach Witi, Beshara Kol HaTorah, Hocha ben Adarim kol Tanai Paul midin Tos. And a Milsach Witi. Let's see the Gemara one more time. And if you test the advance. If you saw it, I read you the line. I'm pretty sure I turned it myself. I don't know if you did. On Thursday. You test the advance. The Gemara says over here. The context is a little bit important, although it's not our, taking a little bit out of context. But the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, if a person said Avis, came and chicken the Shuman of Ozra Magid, he can't back out. And if you say, oh, it's true, the signature is true, but it's Amon Ayud Varein. What is Amon Ayud Varein? What do you mean? It was never meant to be real. It was meant to be a fake. So you say it was a fake, so you're backing out completely. You're not believed. Came and chicken the Shuman of Ozra Magid. Modar berated them on it. Because Modar, he's saying he's mostly Modar on it. And possibly it would work. What about Tanai? Well, says Tanai's okay. Why? Why? Why is Tanai okay? Well, explains. Tilma Tanai Milsach Riti. What does that mean? He's not uprooting the shtar itself. Tanai is something which is external. External. That's what the word Tanai Milsach Riti means. Look at my man. It could be explained a little bit more. Let's go back here for a minute. Can you get a taste of a rush? Yeah. Could be talks about it over there. Nine milsach witi kolomar below la kiras shtarim boim elatosevus bialba shemefarshin edusan hechoya vashtar kaim v'eno nekar miskayim atnai gachleke horas shtar lo davu lechozmu magidi. That's what it means. What does it mean? It's being paid back. No, that's not what it means. This is the bars. Something external. The mice is a mice no matter what. And the chalos is al Tanai. Oh, so this is something I spoke about this at some length on Thursday. But let's go back again. So the Ritzvah said, it's about half flaw. So Rav Shechter Shlita has over here, half flaw is different. This is on page Kuf, the same for Eretz Tzvi. He talks about it again on page Reish Samach Gimel. He makes reference to his earlier citation. And it says like this: there's a pasuk of a odas b'shvua prat la'onus. The pasuk of the chalas yevate odas b'shvua, and the one shvua that chavam says prat la'onus. What does that mean? Vada shvua nitzas. V'chadesh, it might be called das in shaparshes haTorah, considered shalom das when it comes to haflaw. Look at Rav Belbel in the Zeirus. That's the one we saw. Inside, right? That's when you all had copies of on Thursday. And therefore, you know the Mishnah there, Tanoi, by a flaw. In the usual Tanai Mil Sachriti, Ksubas Yutes. Ain't the Tanai Zehe and the Tos. But that's a flaw. Kaima the call tonight, she is the marshal of Dabba Katos. Pavelo, being the rich man to know him. Who said so? The Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim. Wow. Or HaChaim. Let's take a look. You don't need to look at Or HaChaim. We're a Chumash here again. It's me, I'm just calling Chumash. We really very not good when it comes to Chumash recently. I apologize. We should do some more Chumash, really. Remind me for Thursdays. I remind me on Wednesday. I should pass up for Chumash. Bad about it. Then there's the Tanakh Kofel. What about Tanakh Kofel? They're going to play Reuven. What is he saying? Here he goes. Kibidara Meshwar Saiku Alev. Kimaimara Makiva. Shadar Shwar Skavav. Ha'od Meshwar. Shadzarach Shalil. Libo upiv shavim, v'zula zayin ashua, more than the darvani doyin. Therefore, agam shlo hisna tonight kofel, kevin shlibo lo gamal nas elam kain yer kain, lo mi yischai v'davash lo yakein v'libo, v'atara amra v'adav ashua. He says, no. He said, you need atara, kilas chacham, etc. Along these lines, that's what Rav Shachar is citing here from the Or HaChaim. I'm not saying the whole word, something along these lines. You with me so far? But the Brisker Rav also has it. I told you to see the Brisker Rav on the Rambam. But the truth is, there's much more here in the Brisker Rav in his parish on Nazir, which is taken from his notes, Talmidah's notes, not the Brisker Rav himself. A lot of important things over here. You can look it all up. The edition I have over here is Chidushia Agris, and it's a separate volume on Nazir. We give the old Sharblat that was reprinted again in Tavshin Sabach Dalet, 32 years after the original Tavshin Lama Beis. The Bristles didn't like this. They were authorized to sing Kayadua. But they're too good. We can't just be happy. What can I do? They're too good. You have to use them. Okay. I can't say everything here, there's a lot here, but some important things. So, the first thing, I'll try to go a little bit in order. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Vav Halacha Yud-Zayin, we saw this on Thursday, the Me'ach Shel Obinah Mishpatei Atzinon. Why? No explanation given. There's a custom, because it says, because when it comes to Bnei Gadol Meiru, it was in. So Me'akshim is different. He says, no, love the Shura. I heard this from my Rebbe. Came out word for word, but I never saw it in print before. Not that my Rebbe had came from the Rav Chaim or to the Mitzvah, but got it from Rav Chaim. It all comes from this Yimoka Rebbe. The Rambam writes, let's show this in Sarah, the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Geirushin. It's always good to see things inside. Rabbi Nicholas Gerishin, Perek Tes. Hamagarish is Ishta Leachah Zman Kavua, or is it Megureshet Kshegiyah Zman Shekovim? Or is it Domo L'Tanai V'Yeno T'Nai? Domo L'Tanai Shimus Gereshet Kshegiyah Zman Shekovim. V'yeno t'nai, shemagoresh al t'nai rei girish. What girish? What girish? It depends upon the t'nai. No, Rabos, like t'nai, no sachrita. The mice of gereshin happened. Yeah, rei girish. V'zeh adai lo girish. What do you mean adai lo girish? He gave it a piece of paper, affected next month. That's not even called a Maisa Gerishin. Nothing. Not even a Maisa Gerishin yet. Gosh, how can I tell this boat to know? Why? Because he did a perfect Maisa Gerishin. What was my boss? I showed you with the brakes. Turn stuff in the rough. Guy puts on the gas and the brakes still works. He runs into the building. I didn't want to do it. What do you mean you want to do it? You put the other guy on the gas. You have bad brakes. So you're bad tonight. Bad brakes. That's what Marshall gave many years ago. Chavir will lie, that Marshall. He has the old Tamina from the 70s. They'll tell that Marshall. Okay. Oh. Presented to a Lippo Devaro. Below Shabbos, Peps, and Shabbos. Because it's not even a Meiser. So the Briskerov says, in Aloha, hey. Why may not Megarish al Tanai, the Zesha covers on the Gerish al Tulum of Isa? Shemagarish al Tanai, Yesham Gerishin. I call it a Isa Gerish. The Aino Gomer and Achi is Kaim at Tanai, that's the Chalos. The Tirsh is Kaim at Tanai, is Garsha, Imoya, get Kayam, Afal Pisha, Aino Brish Usa, to get us to be around. Otherwise, it's Kolso Kinyono. They had a Tzvich al Achaz of Litlo. No, they did the Isa earlier. Well, this Brish Usa, Achaz is Kaim at Tanai, Shrikiya liyada tchila b'taras gerishin, a maisa gerishin. Vinnisis kodem shi iskayim atanai, amazing Rambam, Rabosei, amazing Rambam, this unbelievable Rambam, lo teitze kemo shaviyarno. The whole world goes crazy with this Rambam. What do you mean lo teitze? She married to Mamiyissa, she was still married to the first guy. Apparently the fact that it was a maisa gerishin does something to uproot the Issa lebo. It's beyond the scope of the shiur. Avalatola gerishin bizman, over Maisa, Lohigia get Liyada, Bataras Gerishin, and the Bataras Pikodon, Adas Machikov, or Shatasa Maisa, Fichot Shagia, Smats Yulio, the get Rishusa, or Tanglet the Plenum, or Shiabokom, Shiichto, so Bo, Abishan Rishusa, which will be Arna, this Garishbo. Fimnis is called Shigia's man, Shkovo, Shakon, Shasa Maisa, so, Agerishin, Tate, Lab Mamzer, Shadai, the ancient Shkamura, Vankan, Shum Gerishin, and all. It's a murder to Garamba. So we see here, it says Briskerov, there was already a Maisa Gerishin, only was in the Chalos, Mamash Maremis Ivra, the same words. It's on page, end of page, Lamed Beis in this edition. Okay. Meiridik. He says, Mavua, the Mishpah Dei Tanai, page Lamed Gimel, who Chalos Din Tanai, Shechal Baha Maisa, Uma'akva Miloch, what she's going about tonight. Kozelo Shechim, it's tonight. Amu Me'akshav, watch this now. She'ose ha'maise she'yochol be'achshav v'alda zuhu oso oso v'lo chal ba'ha'maise chalos t'nai she'tia ha'maise t'luya b'tonai t'arei be'me'achshav mo'il. It can't be. Rabbo said, it can't be. I did a maise gerishin and the chalos will be when it rains or when you give me $100. Can't be because it's retroactive. So what does that mean? When I say me'achshav, if the eventuality will never come to pass, there's not even a ma'aseh kiddush. Nothing. Not even a ma'aseh gerush. Zero. They know mishpat the same as we saw on the Aruch Chaim a little bit, as we quoted before from the Eretz Tzvi. Other b'shua, it's called that the tanai is intrinsic, not extrinsic. It's not a ma'is sachrit, not mil sachrita. Not the same ever. He says like this: the rila is at the tanai did the chalos by ma'isa. She told him the tanai, I'm a ma'isa nigud legamre, because the Rambam says in our sugya. You don't need aid in a mechila satana. Because it's something which is external. Ad kan, page Lamed Gimel. Here in Briskerov. Now it's interesting. I want to show you one more time the Tosfos Rabosai. On Achnudvav. I showed it to you on Thursday, but let's see it now live when I'm here. It's different than from the Holy Land. Third was not only, third was actually the holy city. When was only the holy land. Third was the holy city. Ma'ala Makadosh. Okay. Nun Vav and Tarsus. What does it say? Just to get the right to the point. First wide line. Omeri. Ilav the Alpina Mitzanai Begadu Bnei Ruvain. Have a minute. The Shum Tanai Einem Avatus Hamaisa. I feel the Lord is kind of himself. Hamaisa Kayim. We call it Tanai Botel Umaisa Kayim. Tanai Botel Umaisa Kayim. Alright? Tanai Botel Umaisa Kayim. Now you derive from Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, you can utilize the Mabat of the Maisa, only if you do it properly. Should be Kosher Torah, things of this nature. Should be as we Tanai Kofel, Tanai Kofel of the Maisa, all the proper. Otherwise, faulty breaks, as I call it. Faulty breaks. Okay. Let me go back, before we go any further, to the Tosis and I and Dalet. Let's not forget that Tosis. We saw it, we read it. Tosis and Dalet, you have to have Svara of less of a shlichus, less of a tanai, otherwise it's only limited to karka. So what did Tosis say? That's the fifth narrow line. Hay natam the whole of our maisa kol kach biyodo, shiyocho l'kayim ayodei shliach, svaru shiyem bikamokein biyodo, l'shavuya ben tanoh, as opposed to chalitza, hay biyodo l'kayim ayodei shliach, v'havi biyodo namah l'mimi ben tanoh. You're not such a bailam on it. Not such a bailam on it. You can't make a shliach, you can't make a tanai. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says. The Ritzva, when he phrases it, where were we? What did he say? The Svaru. What's the Svaru? What's the Svaru? The Kema, the Maisa, Olim, Kule, Hai. The last side the shliach, lochayav betanai. Ooh, something's almost the opposite of Tosis. Tosis says, if you can make a shliach, you're in control. He says, it means like something which you know you have more rights over. He says, if you cannot make a shliach, it's so strong, you can't even make a shliach. That's his svar. Kevin the mice, all of the less than the shliach, it's so strong. Whatever I can do, and I can't make a shliach, it's a stronger mice. What does that mean? If it's the meteorites, you make a shliach, so it's a weak maisa. What does that mean? Maybe it means as follows. If I can make a shliach, it's weak, because it's two separate things. There's a maisa and a chalos. I can therefore make it tonight. The maisa is a maisa no matter what. The chalos is not chal, unless it rains, I give money, whatever the case may be. But if I cannot make a shliach, so therefore what? It means that the action itself is very strong. The action itself creates the desired result automatically. Automatically. There's no two separate things, the Maisa with the Tanai. It's automatic. The Maisa achieves what has to achieve. I gave you a Chalitza. Happens by itself. Shchita. Happens by itself. I can't make a conditional. I can't postpone it. It's so strong that once I do it, it happens all by itself. How do we know the chalitza is that way? It's like saving my theory, because it's a mitzvah. I know it's a mitzvah. I don't think I told you. Did I show you that Tosis? Okay, so. Let's go. I mentioned that when it comes to a mitzvah, as a rule, you cannot make, have dinner on a level of the raisa. You cannot have the chatchilas, the b'di'evets. That won't work. Where's that Tosfos? Maybe it's here. I'm not sure if it's right there. We'll see soon. Yeah, here it is. Watch this. Ve'ein lo mada l'chatchila liboy. Kevin di b'yevet Torah l'chatchila nam lo boy. Why? There's no distinctions when it comes to Issa v'heter on the level of the rice of the l'chatchila b'yev. Where do you find it? Ela bila means belila of a mincha. Umikra bikurim. V'chalitza. Mitzvos ninu. Sure, yeah, by Karbonis, yeah, you did it four times, one time. When it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to Yisurim, you'll never find a deraisa distinction from Chatzchila b'diavad. Since by Chalitza, you do, you see it's a mitzvah. And presumably the mitzvah of Chalitza, that's the matter, you fulfill the mitzvah. Some have to have Karbonis mitzvah, some say even b'diavad. So when it comes to a mitzvah, there's no tenai by mitzvahs either. The Chaim said. Chaim is against the Bogan Avram, the Pashas. Let's watch on the top, let's expand the discussion. That's a little bit, I'm not sure what's on top, what's off top. It's all one big Maruch over here. The Shulchan Aruch. Start with. Watch, start Shulchan Aruch. Look at this. Habispal em atzibur b'bod yom. Mon eimon b'lo bracha. B'm yizkor b'layli v'aruch b'yizbor. What's going on over here? What does this mean, this line? It's a famous line. But how does it work? If you said sphir before, maybe you were yotze, then you can't make a bracha. It's bracha l'matol. What does the Bogan Avraham say? Here we go. Watch the smoke on Avraham. Misha Oma Zeh Limnos in Matziba Vimodjom Tulebukus Sriki Rabbeinu. Nah, I never said it. Because Shimon Vimodjom was a little klum, it's garnished. He's made Masha Eno, it's the wrong day. Im Yisrael Shem Yisha Chesvir Yisma Chesvir Zul. Manasha, first day Sfira, she calls him a Baruch, and Baruch Levatala, and he gets him coming and going, the Rashi. Coming and going. Now, but Rome says, Avol Rambam Kosav Mon Avolo Birach Yotza, look at Beis Yosef. So what does that mean? So it's a question of Baruch Levatala. Nearly, the Mechabal, the Shittosel Paschim, the Mitzvah Shrikas Kavanah. Can you have a believer? Im eskor belaylo, ein ani mechaber los in the spheres. Do it out tonight. Reb Chaim held there's no time in mitzvah. Why? Less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. You can do sphere for me. I'm going to sleep early tonight. I'm going to sleep. I think I'll just get off the plane. Right? That part is true. I'm going to sleep early. You'll do sphere for me tonight. Are you crazy? You put on tefillin for the day. Mitzvah Shem Aguf, but you can't make a shliach. No shliach, no tonight. Aye, the Ramah. Aye, the Mechaber. Nah, that's what the Mechaber meant. Mechaber is a whole different thing, a whole different shtickle church, not for right now. The Mechaber is like this. You count without a bracha. You don't have the mitzvah. For sure not. That's why you can make a bracha later on. This is so close to tonight, it's after the Plaga Milcha. That counting will be able to maintain the continuity of the count. She'll be able to count the next day with a bracha. There are many riots, this is so, not for now. Yeah.
About the shliach thing, can't you say that, what's called that, for Shema, obviously, you can't have the shliach, because the mitzvah is for you yourself to say Shema. But if it's a mitzvah, if we're talking about chalitza, it's not for you to do chalitza on her, it's just for her to have chalitza, it's for her to have chalitza done to her.
No, chalitza, you pull the shoe off the man's foot.
Yeah.
You want to take a carrot. He can't have a shliach with his foot. Let her make a shliach. There was one such rabbi who suggested that. Man, the entire rabbinic world came down to this guy like you wouldn't believe. It's incorrect. But he had this verse along those lines. He said, he's Mitzvah Shem Agufo. I can put on tefillin on your arm, not on my arm, for you. So I say, his leg is like the arm for tefillin. All right, let someone else. The woman's busy, she can't come. She'll send a shliach to take the shoe off his foot. So one rabbi wants to suggest it's good. Why not? I don't know. Probably because it's a mitzvah. I'm just giving you my suggestion. Whose mitzvah is it? Who's doing
that's
the mitzvah?
That's the question.
Mitzvah chalitza. Well, she does the act, so it's presumably her mitzvah. So she can't make a shliach to say kriyas shma. She can't make a shliach to pull off the shoe. It's shoe for her. Yeah.
Rashi and Durkama on Ksus that says that the reason why it doesn't work is because Khalid is compared to Yibo.
Oh, okay. That's another reason. Like Yibo. You can't do Yibo with a Shneer, that's for sure. You can't have a Shneer for you. For sure not. Okay. Good. Okay. Very good. That's enough to come on to my reasons of mitzvah. Okay. That's a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. I'm saying it wouldn't necessarily be apparent to everybody that this comparison exists. Fine. For this reason, Rabos, I think I told you before, Rav Chaim held that Yibum and Chalitza do not require Eidekim. Because the whole thing of Eidekim is Eidus and Das, Tama Shabi Erba, which requires even a higher level than others. We already saw a few times. Now he has to give her the ring in front of two. He has to know the two of them are looking. If they're hiding behind the fence, they're not married. Yibum and Chalitza going around the Rav Chaim and Shai, you don't need Eidekim. That I did it. The Rav held Mikra did, you don't need Eide Yichud at all. Eide Yichud, why? Because Yichud is really Nisuin. Nisuin doesn't require Das, only requires Kavana. It's a different concept. Different concept. She enters into Beis Habal. It's a different kind of concept. Pasha can't have a Shliach. I must have the shluchi abal. So the shliach saw that gemara. No, she went to base abal. Even though her husband's not there, it's a different concept completely. Nisuin. If you don't need das, according to many summary shonim, if a man married off his daughter kiddush and then the man died, she can have nisuin daraisa. She's not tana. Doesn't matter. Kavana she has. Das not kavana yes. Okay, Rabosa. These are some of the important yisotes. We're not done yet. It's all shiva miyachazor. I really want to break so much new ground today. But all right. Interesting. So the Derbe Kivega. There was Derbe Kivega, but Derbe Kivega according to the risk of is not correct. Hence the sasha thing. We better start knocking some things out here. Kiveg on the daf nun vav. I think it's on the Ramah Kavazi, am I correct? Kiveg is on, I may have done it this time. Where's my Ramah Kavazi? Let's see, number two. A guy's getting finished close to the end of number two, by the way. Anybody finish it yet? Not even close. Okay. All right. Yeah, Kiveg Hashem. Hey, it's on the Ramah Kavazi. Take a look. We have a right to look it up. Tysvis. Ilulei she'eni kedai. Poyanirali. Dalmanaz eno bederech tanai. A classical tanai is what? If yes, if no. If it rains, you're married. Doesn't mean you're not married. That's what we did over here. What do you do? Raksha mekadesh osa b'liyas chayim v'shek sus v'yona. There's no condition over here. Condition means if yes or no. No. He niskatsh lo al ofen zeh. And you don't need mishpatei atonoyim. don't need to night coffee. It says the Brisker Rav, this of Kiveg is very good logically, but it's against the Mefurash Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Baba Metzi? Baba Metzi? Says my Baba Metzia, watch this. Master Shabbachin Ali is part of the Shvuah. Tell us what's going on over here. And after Nunva. And you need all night, right? Shini Master Shvatorah. You need tonight Kotel Lamaisa, etc. Amai, my Master Kotel Matorah. It's no Botel. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dabba Shabbat Mamma to no Kayim. Paul Sukkah said Gemara. Okay? And you need, where are you learning from? Where's the source for all these dinner? Where are all these dinner coming from, Rabosa? We know where they're coming from. From B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain. All these halachas are coming from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain. Here too. But here it's not a classic condition. It's creating a new kind of shmirah. Hashem Mechina is chayiv and onsim, and this and that, or the other way around. Shalos potam in a minute. Creating a new institution of Osai. You need to do Bnei Gadol Bnei Ruvein. You need to not call on the Maisel. So the Brisker Rav explains that you can create a new institution that should either be chal a different way if you follow the script. Tonight come. Otherwise you can't do it. So it gets against the B'kiveg. With this, he explains the Tosfos. This Tosfos we spoke about at length on Thursday. Nazi Yud Aleph. Famous Kasha Tosfos, world famous Kasha. The Yom Tovah, Tepel in the Naziris Yom Shal Karan Le Shliach. And it says in the Ksuba Sayin Dal Adaf, Yibnei Gor Bnei Ruvein. They give a technical answer. The carbon can be brought to a Shliach. What about a Ned that has no carbon? Kiveg is Kasha right there and then. Right in the Nazi Nafi Yod Aleph from an Aleph. Tremendous Kasha. Nara Bosai. He suggests Brisker Rav safe here in the Nazar Daf Yud Aleph. What is. Listen carefully. His father, Rav Chaim, said, this is Tosfos Kasha, no Kasha. Adam Mishvuah. So, I showed you. Adam Mishvuah. So, Brisker Rav to defend Tosfos is like this. No. Rav Chaim would be right in a case in which you say, Hareni Nazar and Yered. So I say it's Shalag Lemofa. Tuesday, okay, so we dodged the bullet. So that's if yes, yes, if no, no. If you give me $100, yes, if not, there, Chaim is correct. Because as Rav Shach explained so beautifully, as Rav Brisker Rav explained before, there we say that the Neder al Atanai or the Zivas al Atanai, it's intrinsic, it's not a Milsachrita. You don't need the laws of Negad of Nurim. But that's not what's happening over here. He's making a funny kind of condition that he should be mutal tamal lemesim or things. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. That's comparable to the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Tzadi Dalit, creating a new kind of shmira, a new kind of naziris. There is no distinction between naziris and the kiddushin gittin, etc., etc., etc. This is a major yisod. But neder al tanai b'kiveg is kasha. Guess what? Tati is right. He says they hold up high because there's a neder al tanai b'kiveg is cases. If this has happened, it is. If not. Do they have? They have b'kiveg is here. See? Yeah. See if we have it. Yeah. Divrei Tosfos Mukshim. What did they give an answer? They give an answer. The answer was, they can bring a korban. What do you mean? Eichet Turas the Nedarim. Korban Rechitzas Olam Im Erechatz. On the Nedarim, Miyav Shalkayim Adei Shliach Tzarechiyun. Says Reb Bevela, no, here my Reb Chaim's Teretz works. Here it's a neder on a classical Tanai. If I wash, yes. If I don't wash, no. Reb Chaim's Teretz, don't have a shulah. Why did Tosfos give the Reb Chaim's Teretz? It's a kasha Tosfos. How can Tosfos go against my father? The answer is no. Tosfos is saying a different word over here. The condition is modifying the nazir is proper. That's like modifying what a shomer chinam is. Meridik. Meridik. Mamish. Meridik. So I mentioned to you, this was a little on Thursday, that the Rambam, when he quoted this halacha, didn't say the din of less than b'shlich, less than b'tanai. When the Rambam quoted the Gemara, Arg din of Gemara, is no chalitza al tanai, gave a different reason. This you should have seen on Thursday. I assume you had the Rambam in front of you. Ishus. The Rambam is in Ilchus Yibum. Says as follows. Rambam is in Ilchus Yibum, my Bosai. Perek Dalet. What's the Rambam? Chalit mutaz psula. Right, we saw the Gemara. Ataka v'kach, af al pish lo nosna v'lo niskay matnai chalit hasak she. You know why? She niskay ben lachlos lo. Why? He left out the main reason. Less of a shnichos, less of a tnai. Let's see what the Magad Mishnah says. Okay, watch this. This is Yerushalmi. The Magad Mishnah quotes Yerushalmi. One second, where's Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi. Chalot Slavini Teresucha. The Yachazman, right? That's a Yerushalmi. Watch this, the new one, the new case. Chalot slav akorzi koscha, mimena. Vinesis lechol derech nisuin afterwards. What's that kind of case? What's that kind of case? It works. It works. I mean, they fooled him. Fooled him. See, if they say that this chalitz itself is going to cause you to be married to her, that's taka no good. You don't come on to be matir. Here, they did a two-step on it. Be matir, and she'll remarry you later on, in the normal marriage way. Which she never had any intention to do, and then she can't do. That works. Explains the velvel. Chalitz does not require das, only requires kavanah. Nafkamina, Rabosai, I told you, God alone with Al-Gabav, Shev Tosfos. God alone with Al-Gabav, generally speaking, would not work in for regular Kiddush. Oh no, not a chance. You can't have a God alone with Al-Gabav, a 12-year-old boy get married with God alone with Al-Gabav. Forget about it. Impossible. No way. When it comes to certain things, which is Ksiva Saget and Chalitza, we need his kavana. Watch this. Here we go. Go to Al Gabov. They tell him how to do chalitza. Say, I'm getting it's Rav Beis. You write a get, it works. It only works in these two cases. The only need is kavana. You don't need das to write a get, you don't need das to do chalitza. That's how Golem Al Gabba works. Quotes of Velvel. Only in this kind of a case. I read you the word, the Lashon of Ravel. Das Bailam lo shayach ala hecha de hu oser o amater o amakne. Ava chalitza einu mater osa. Rashu oser rak maisa chalitza va chalitza ya materis. I gave much like shchiter, but Chana makes it even more dramatic, right? V'yesh tol shrak she tzorach das. Now that's kavana. What does that mean? Because the maisa wasn't betos. That's what the Rambam means. The skam and lachlotzla. Back to our Rambam. What did he say? All he said, the Rambam is saying over here, the basic fundamental nakuda. The skam and lachlotzla. The mele, the skam and lachlotzla. You can't say it's no good. You can't undo it. You can't undo it. You have to try the maisa. Oh, see like this. Tonight, your Rambam is saying it won't work. Claims of Belville because you need a shliach. And here he's saying that if it would be a case where you would tell him, listen, mister, you are gonna release, are gonna marry with this chalitza, that would be no good. All you need is an intention to release her, even if you expect to remarry her later on. Still would be good. Why? This guy in Lachlotz, that's a tall gomer. It's not just a condition, if it rain tomorrow. It's a complete mistake. It's a work on the false assumptions. Works anyway. The Rambam had to put this reason in to include the case of the Yerushalmi, writes the Brisker up. Ah. The Mailer of both said, the Rambam holds that may actually be done in Mishpatei Atnoim. And how do we explain that? The way my Rebbe explained it. Because Atnai Me'akshav Im Ofan Al Das Zu Al Das Acheres Let me explain to know him. Kevin Atnai Lo Chal Ba Ha'mais Shki Ha'mais Tluya V'chalos Kim Atnai As I read you earlier. The Mailer of Bosa begins to make the following suggestion. My time is up. I don't want to go over time. I want to do new things. Now that I have to do things, I didn't finish the Chazar yet. The last two shiur. What am I going to do? I can't go. I can't. We want to do new things today. Even in the Chazar. So we'll stop here. Finish up tomorrow. Regular time. I know I've been a little bit scarce for various reasons. Hopefully, the Mitzvah should be able to see a shiur live.